up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racist with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5-3-7-7-3-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy, a mamma mia, a senior, hola, Galatians. How do you know when you are spiritual? I'm spiritual. I hear a lot of people say that. How do you know when you are spiritual? Are you a Christian? No, I'm spiritual, they say. How do you know when you are spiritual? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got things you got to do and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast. But you're thinking, wow, I would like to hear the whole show as it's happening. You can listen to it on the listen line by calling the listen line on your phone at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bund JLP Cash App. Bund JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour Wednesday. Wednesday, the third hour is Manhood Hour. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding a man. Bring it back. Or encouraging, at least, the order of God. God in Christ. Christ in man. Man over woman. Woman over children. If you have children. And if you're married. But if you're not married, the man, God is over the woman, too. Christ is. Amazing. I want you to know the world ain't going to get no better. You got to face it. It ain't going to get no better. You got to face it. And then once you realize that, you will start to overcome the world. So I've said over and over and over and over again that our battle is a spiritual battle. It's not physical at all, one iota. It's a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. Right versus wrong. I want you to know, though, you can be free in this mean, dirty world. And the world, Earth itself, is, you know, the hell coming from other people, from you, from yourself and other people. But you can be free from that within yourself if you were to conquer your own world. You got to conquer your own world, your own universe. So what I realized, because I've been thinking, reflecting, and I come to see clearly that people don't listen. They really don't listen, and they don't take instructions in the right way because they don't listen. And when you tell them what they should suggest what to do, they don't really do it because their mind tells them, well, you can do it that way, or you can do this, or you can add this unto it. And so they listen to their minds or somebody else, and they don't get anywhere because they don't listen. You can tell five people in a row the same thing, and then you ask them to restate it. The same five people standing there hearing the same message, right? And you ask them to restate the message, and each one of them will have added to it, and won't be the same message. By the time you get to number five, it would have changed. Isn't that amazing? And so your mind won't let you, if you're not present, if you're not aware, your mind won't let you stay with the truth. It won't let you hear the truth and stay with it. And as a result of that, the truth is not going to work for you. It won't work for you. Because people change, your mind change, but the truth never change. The truth is not going to reward you unless you do what it says to do. If it says you got to stay present, you're not going to be rewarded unless you stay present. It's not going to reward you unless you stay present. Let's say that the truth is that you got to stay present. Don't forget to be present rather than lost in your imagination. Rather than being lost in your imagination. The truth is you got to stay present. You can't be in your head thinking about tomorrow or yesterday or I, me, 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 and expect to be rewarded. You got to stay present. But your mind going to tell you, oh, you can focus on this a little bit, or you can look at that, or you can think about this. And you do that, or you don't have to remember to be present. And you'll follow what the mind said, not knowing that those thoughts are not yours. You think you're telling yourself that. You think you're telling you that, and it's not you. And so as a result of not thought, because the truth is not going to change just because you have decided you're not going to practice being present. You're going to go in and out of your imagination and then sometime try to be present. You won't be rewarded. The truth cannot reward you when you're not there with it. How can you be rewarded? You're not going to hear from God as long as you listen to the serpent, to the deceiver, to evil. It's just not going to work. You're going to continue in fear. You will continue in doubt. You will continue in worry. It's not going to change until you listen. I tell people all the time, and maybe I shouldn't, but I've been doing that, I suggest, I don't tell them what to do, but I suggest that you do the silent prayer morning and night, and then practice being present during the day while you're having your day. If you're caught up in your head, just realize you're in your thought, come back to the present. And so I ask people when they come or at the meetings or on the show or in counseling, are you doing the silent prayer? No. Or sometimes, not yet. So then how do you expect to get over the darkness if you're not operating in the light? They won't listen. That's why you, not the only reason, but you have no right to feel sorry for people anyway, but you can't feel sorry for people because they're getting what they want. They want darkness while pretending they want the light. They don't want the light. They don't even follow instruction. They won't follow. They don't listen. And you got to listen to the truth, because the truth is not going to change one I of a dot of anything for you. It's not going to change just because you are listening to the darkness and have decided you're going to play and pretend you want to hear the truth. People don't follow instructions. They do not. You tell people clear, give them clear instruction as to what you want them to do, they'll change it. In some form or another, they will change it and create, because their mind are telling them, well, this would be a little better. Do it this way. And then the person that asks you to do the work for them or the project, they get the project back. And they're like, this is not what I asked for. This is not what I wanted. I asked you to do it a certain way for a reason. And you put your idea into it. Now your idea is not what I wanted. Isn't that amazing? People don't listen. Oh, I thought you wanted this way. I thought, but that's not what I asked you for. That's not what the instructions ask for. That's not what the buyer asked for. Ask people where they've been, they tell you where they're going. What a mess. They don't listen. And the truth, unlike most human beings, the truth is not going to reward you. It's not going to give you life when you refuse to follow the instructions. You ask for strawberry Kool-Aid, and you bring grape Kool-Aid, and you say, well, I want a strawberry. Oh, I thought you wanted grape. Take it. Here, take it. And some people go, oh, no problem. I'll take it anyway. That's not good. That's not good. You say, no, that's not what I wanted. I didn't ask for that. And don't take it. Because you're teaching them not to, first of all, follow instructions. Secondly, do what their mind wants for you, even though that's not what you asked for. The truth is not going to work for you if you don't follow it. It's not going to work. You might as well hang it up. If you don't practice, or let's say that you're learning about being present instead of being unconscious all the time. Instead of being unconscious all the time, and you practice being present, you're going to be rewarded from the light, from God, from present. But if you don't, you're not going to be rewarded. You can't halfway do this. You can't do this sometime and think that you're going to be rewarded. You ain't going to get nothing, zero. Because when you're not in the truth, you listen to your devil of your mind, your imagination. You listen to your imagination. Isn't that amazing? I cannot tell you the number of time I've told people, or suggest it, because if they don't want to do it, that's fine. So I don't tell them what to do. I suggest. Do the silent prayer and then practice being present. Slow down when you're walking. And then be aware of yourself walking from one room to another, one place to another. When you're getting in and out of your car, be aware of going to your car, putting your hands on the door, unlocking the door, or clicking your little key. Be aware of getting in your car, starting it up, and turn the radio on. Some people turn the radio on. They don't do that. They forget to do that. God said the greatest sin is to forget. And what do? You forget. You forget to be present, and you suffer. People don't listen. It's crazy. I told someone recently to walk from one room. I said, look, start right here. Walk from one room to the end of another room and stay present while you're walking. And they're like, oh, okay. And before they could get 3 or 4 steps away, they went unconscious. Just like that. They just followed, their mind told them to do something else. And so when they finally made it to the end of the room, I said, you went unconscious. No, I didn't. Then they lied. The lie would make you lie about lying. No, I didn't do that. I didn't eat that. I didn't drop that water. I'm looking at you dropping the water on the floor. No, I didn't. That wasn't me. in the thoughts, in the imagination. The thought made you do something, and then it made you lie that you did it. Right away, you'll lie real fast. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that's amazing. So here's what I recommend, because the truth is not going to change for you. It's not going to give you anything unless you follow its instruction. The Father, God, is different than the devil. Well, the devil give you what you want to. But you got to follow the devil's instruction, and he will give you hell pretending that it's heaven. God is not going to reward you with light. He's not going to reward you with perfect peace until you follow the instruction. You got to practice. And I say practice for those who are not doing it yet. You're not there where you just be present all the time or a lot of time, maybe not even all the time, but most of the time. He's not going to reward you with good things as long as you are not following instructions. It ain't going to work. And he's not going to be concerned about you suffering as a result. That's not going to matter. He's not going to be like, oh, poor you. I feel so sorry for you. Look at all the pain you're in. You lost your dog. You lost your cat. You lost your child. You lost your husband. You lost your wife. I feel so bad for you. He's not going to do that. He's not going to feel a thing. Human beings pretend they feel something. They care. They love you. They don't. They're faking it. So here's what I recommend. Do what you want. If you want to be free of the past, your past, or the so-called future, or not knowing who you really are. I was talking to some educated experts yesterday. And I said, and I remember we had talked about the sparrow, the birds, and how they don't worry, that they're taken care of. They have no worry. They have no thoughts about tomorrow. They don't worry. And think about how God's taking care of them And for us, he would do the same because he sees us a little higher than the birds. And I said that you're not supposed to worry. And they both, and they like, they have degrees, they're professionals. And they like, no, I believe the birds worry too. I seen a mother bird in a nest, and the mother bird had little baby birds, and then the mother bird went out to get food for the baby bird, and I can tell the mother bird worried. I'm like, no, you know, that was you worry. Birds don't worry. What the? But God's not going to feel sorry for you because you don't listen. He's not going to go out of his way for anything for you because you don't listen. So I recommend you pay attention. Follow the instruction of being still. The power, the life, the overcoming is in stillness. It's not in moving and running around and shouting and whooping and hollering and carry on and praising the Lord or not praising the Lord or praising somebody else or whatever. It's not in that. It's not in that at all. It's in stillness. It's in not overreacting. Stop overreacting. Like I suggested last week, that for 3 days this past weekend, don't give it to anger and just see what happens. I know you believe that anger is necessary and you got to have anger. An angry person is a murderer. And you've been taught and you believe you got to have anger. You've been taught and you believe you got to overreact. Or you got to react. It requires some type of reaction. It doesn't. Stop reacting. Why don't you at least try? Because the way you're doing it in life by reacting, that ain't working for you. It stresses you out. It worries you. It brings fear. It brings doubt. It brings everything. So if it's not working, why don't you try something else? This time, I'm not going to overreact. Next time, I won't overreact and see what happens. Why don't you see what happens? You've been taught that you got to fight back. All your life, even as a little kid, you got to fight back. You got to be strong. If you don't stand up and fight back, you're weak. And you grow up fighting back. And all you ever do is lose. Whereas the truth said, stop fighting. Lay your weapon down. And don't fight back. And I'm not talking about if you got to physically protect yourself. I'm not talking about that. But the truth says, don't fight back. I'll fight your battle for you. And what do? You fight for yourself. You're thinking this about me. You said that about me. You are better than me. And you fight. You don't love me. You used to love me. Now you don't. And you fight. Why don't you stop fighting and see what happens? Since it's not working that way, all your life has never worked, and you've been taught to do that, and it's not working, why don't you stop? You've been taught wrong. The truth says, don't fight back. There's no one there to fight. Who's fighting? If someone attack you, who are they attacking? Why don't you not fight back and see what happens? You won't even work on yourself. You keep doing the same old thing every time. If someone tried to hurt you with words, who are they hurting? Who's feeling the pain from the words from somebody else? Who's feeling the pain? Who are they fighting? Why don't you not fight back when someone try to hurt you with words and see what happens. You'll be surprised. You'll discover something about yourself that you had no clue. And what you don't know, there is no you. There's no one there for someone else to attack. There is no one there for someone else to attack. But you think it is. And so you fight back. And you never question, who is fighting back? Who tried to make somebody love them? You used to love me when we dated. Now you don't love me, now I'm going to fight you. Who's fighting for love? And you won't even question, what's wrong with me that I got to be upset because somebody don't want to play with me? They don't want to love me. They don't want to be with me anymore. They don't want to be married to me anymore. What's wrong with me that I'm feeling something about it? Instead of going with the feelings, why don't you take the pain and see what happens? You'll find out that it was never you feeling the pain of that loss at all. It was never you. But you thought it was you because all your life you've been calling it you. I need love. I need a family. I need children. I want children. I want this. Who is the I that want all this stuff? Because when you get it, it doesn't make you happy. It gives you a quick, fast thrill, a pleasure, and then you need some more. More attention, more afraid not to be alone, more money, more this or that. You can't get enough. Who is the person that can't get enough? Why isn't a little bit enough for you? You won't even question that. You got to know yourself if you want to be free. But you got to listen and follow instructions of the truth. And the truth says stop reacting. Lay your weapon down and just simply be. Live your life. Never comparing yourself to others. Never thinking of yourself as being rich or poor. Never think of yourself as being a sinner or a saint. Never think of yourself as being right nor wrong, up or down, friend or friendless. Never think of yourself as being your job, as being an alcoholic or drug addict or a lesbian or a homosexual or a lesbian or a prostitute or everything you think you are. Why don't you stop thinking of yourself in that way and have no identity and see what happens? Why, from this point forward, why not stop calling yourself anything and see what happens? Why don't you get, because putting on these titles, or a doctor, or a lawyer, or a congressman, or a president, if you put on all these titles, look what you're going to get. False identities. And now you got to fight to have a good reputation. Just think about this. If you never thought of yourself as having a good reputation, would you ever think of yourself as having a bad reputation? Or if you had a bad reputation in your mind, would you ever, and you thought, I got a bad reputation, I got to build a good one. How about if you never thought of yourself at all with a reputation? Nobody see you that way anyway. It's your illusion. Why think of yourself in any way at all? Why don't you just live without any identity, period? And see what happens. A quick break, back in a moment.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people
are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back, 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. Couple of quick announcements. Tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, it's Thursday, the first Thursday of the month. The men's forum at 7 p.m. every first Thursday of the month. At 7 p.m. men's forum. And then, after my show and all, every Monday through Friday, the Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. TheHakeReport.com. And James Hake is on fire. The guy with the good hair, he white. Oh, mess! And after that, and you think Donald Trump got all the energy? Another king is rising. When Donald Trump reign is over as king, look out for the American anchor baby. The next king. The world will obey him. The wind and the sea will pause for him. He has energy given to him by God. And on Friday, he have learned to be a pilot on Google. He flies around the world. Around the world. The American anchor baby, give it back to America. ICE is not looking for him because he's giving back. The American anchor baby from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. On fire. Amazing. The American anchor baby. I want to, before I go to the callers here, no punching TV today, I'm told. No punching TV, but you can podcast this. Nice episodes are there, but not today, no punching TV. Normally on Wednesday at 2 p.m., but it's not going to happen today, punchy TV. But check it out. You can podcast amazing shows there for you. I've said it 1,000 times. Even the idea that you're in control of your life is a false idea. You are not in control of your own life. Isn't that amazing? And the more you try to control it, the worse you get. And you're only trying to control because you've been told you should have control of your own life. Or you should, and you're trying to control it. And the deceiver tell you got to control. But you don't even know you're possessed with evil. All thoughts are evil, and they are not your own. You follow them. That's why you don't listen, because the thoughts are constantly telling you to do something. They mean that way. They mean this. They mean that. because he listens to thought. And I want to encourage you. I know most of you are not going to listen, but anyway. Pay attention to what they tell you. And you're going to see, where did that thought come from? I would have never thought come up with that myself. That's insane. I would have never come up with the idea, this is for the ladies, to be pregnant. And if this story is true, once you had the baby, you put the baby in a trash can somewhere. That's not your idea. It feels like it's yours because you want to be a cheerleader or you want a special attention. So you don't want no baby and something telling you to get rid of the baby. You get rid of the baby, then you say, oh, my idea, I did it for this reason. You make up lies. And it's not you making up the lies. The spirit of evil that told you to do it also make up excuses for you. In New York Post, I got a witness. I got proof. Then I take your call and super chats. But I got proof. New York Post, the University of Kentucky cheerleader, the University of Kentucky cheerleader whose dead newborn was found stuffed in a closet, listed being a mother as one of her goals in a social media post. So according to the report, this woman killed her baby, then she went on social media and listed being a mother as one of her goals. Watch this from NBC. News.
Lexington police say they responded here to a home on Park Avenue Wednesday morning for an unresponsive infant that was found inside a closet. 21-year-old Lakin Snelling is now behind bars at the Fayette County Detention Center after police say she admitted to what happened. Snelling was arrested Saturday, August 30th, and has been charged with abuse of a corpse, tampering with physical evidence, and concealing the birth of an infant. According to her arrest citation, the newborn was found in a towel inside of a black trash bag. The citation goes on to say that Snelling admitted to giving birth, then trying to hide it by cleaning any evidence. Police say she placed the used cleaning items inside of a black trash bag, along with the baby, who was wrapped in a towel. The University of Kentucky did confirm that Snelling is a student athlete and has been a member of the stunt team for the last three seasons.
Who do you think told her to do that? No, that wasn't her idea. Those were not her thoughts. And it wasn't her who did it. Amazing, huh? But she's taking credit for it, I bet you, because she thinks she did it. You are not in control of anything, folks. You and I and no one has ever had an original thought. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And you have never come up with a new or an original thought. But you think you do and you don't. That's another thought. To think you do is just another thought, which is not your own. Isn't that amazing? You're not doing this. But you go to the psychiatrist, psychologist, the counselor, and they'll tell you, they'll have you repeat. Every time you go for a session, they have you say the same thing over and over, and then they give you medication. And then they make money off you by you paying them to be there and from the people, the pharmaceutical that give them the money, the medication to give you. And the medication doesn't work. Medication can sometimes help with physical pain, but it's never going to solve emotional, psychological, spiritual pain. It ain't going to happen. But you believe the experts because they have a degree. And you don't know it's just a piece of paper they paid for it didn't do anything for them. They have no common sense. 888-7753-773. Hula White, that woman in the picture there, but she was white. She looked like she was white. She looked white. She was named the fairest of the fair, the New York Post. I don't know what any of that means. But anyway. Let me go to the UK and talk to Joe out of UK. Joe, you are on the air.
Hey there, Jesse. Good morning. How you doing?
All is well, Joe.
Good. I've been listening to your show this morning, and it's just, wow, it is so deep. It kind of inspired me to just call in and kind of share like a similar experience to what you've been talking about. And so, you know, you're talking about how the thoughts on us and no idea is original. I had kind of like an experience of that a couple of days ago where I was getting thoughts. You know how it gives you thoughts and it gives you like scenarios of what you're going to act out and what you're going to say to people and things like that. And it gave me a scenario and it was saying, I think that you should do this. And it was a scenario aimed at somebody else. But I was aware of what it was doing, right? And I kind of caught it and I said, who is I? Who is that? What is I? What do you mean I think you should do this? I was like, there's no such thing as an I. So what does it mean that I think you should do this? Like it was acting out what it should say to somebody else. So I caught it in a moment, right? And I realized that there is no such thing as I. It's just a concept. It doesn't exist. It has no physical presence. It is purely conceptual.
What's crazy about that, Joe, is that when I tell you to do something, the people don't question, well, who is telling me to do this and who is talking to whom? You know what I mean? Because they are not aware, they're not paying attention, don't even ask, well, who just said that to me? And who are they talking? That voice. Who is that voice talking to? You know,
yes,
if they ever were to question that, then they start to see that something else is going on inside of them, and it has nothing to do with them.
Yeah, that is so true, Jesse. And you know what? I see. I know why people can't see it because it is very devious. It's so well done because this I that it's created. The voice that it says in your head, it says I, and the voice sounds like you. So if you're not very, very aware, as you say, excuse me, you will think that that is you. It is so smart in how it's played this game on us. It says, I think this, and then you believe that concept of I is you or a real thing, and you think it's you that's talking, but it's it.
A voice that it can tell a wife that your husband don't love you. Or it can tell the husband, your wife don't love you. And if you're not aware of it, you'll believe it. And now you go and you start being mean to your husband or to your wife. And you're trying to get something from them that they don't even have to give, not realizing, who told me that? Why am I acting this way? They never question. You know, the Bible says, know thyself. And most human beings will refuse to know themselves. They would not work on themselves. That's amazing.
It is amazing.
Thank you, Jesse, Joe.
All right, go for it. Can I say maybe one last thing
on
that, right? Is that I think that, because I'm aware that that concept of I is a fallacy, but there's another thing to this in that that voice that is giving you the thoughts, that comes from somewhere, and that place that it comes from, that is alive. So I think that the devil is alive. It's not asleep. The devil isn't a concept. All of those thoughts are coming from somewhere that is active.
Well, just evil spirit, dark, wicked spirit that made a home in your imagination. But it has no power, has no authority. It can only deceive you to make you do what it needs you to do, because if you didn't give into it, it would have no effect at all. That's why it worked hard to make you overreact. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care, Jesse. Thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Mike out of Illinois. Mike, you are on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse?
All is well, Mike.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you because you gave me some, you opened my eyes to, Jesus Christ opened my eyes to what you were saying to me about forgiving your parents.
Yeah.
You know, making sure that you just address them with the things that, you know, all the things. And basically just, you know, try to let them know that Jesus Christ is the way to go. That's not easy for me because I still don't even know if I'm saved. I've tried to get baptized, but I don't know if it was done the right way. But I've been watching Pastor Dino Jennings, and he's been talking a lot about
what do you mean by let them know Jesus is the way?
The name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Why do you need to let them know that?
Well, I guess I don't have to.
But why?
But
did you go and forgive your parents?
Yeah, I forgave them.
You told your mother you were sorry for resenting for what she did to you?
Yeah.
And then your father?
Yes, I did that as well.
Okay, so what do you mean by let them know Jesus is the way?
That's who got me out of everything that I was thinking was, you know, right on my own understanding. Jesus Christ, you know, started to guide me to the truth.
Why do you need to let them know that, though?
Oh, why did I? Because I just figured, you know, a fisher of men, you know, got to try to help people to see because he has to be a fisher of men.
I did not try to help anyone to see. I don't understand why you had to tell them Jesus is the way when you're working on yourself. You don't even know what Jesus' way is.
Right, exactly. That's true.
So why did you have to say that to them?
I guess I was sinning.
You what?
It was a sin. I'm knowing about it just now as you're asking me that.
So I'm sorry, Mike. Why do you have to tell them Jesus was the way? Why did you have to tell them that?
Because if I was in a bad cycle from, you know, things that I was raised from, and I got out of the cycle, and I still see them in the cycle. Isn't it like, shouldn't we try to help people?
No,
the spirit of truth?
No, not at all. You can't help anybody. You can't even help yourself.
Okay.
Telling someone Jesus is the way is not going to do anything for them.
Well, I'm willing to receive whatever truth there is right now in this moment.
Right,
Jesus Christ's name.
That's the right thing for
I'm
you.
Definitely willing.
That's the right thing for you that to work on you, but you can't help no one else. So that's another false illusion that all people have. And especially when they learn about Jesus, the first thing they want to do is go and tell people about Jesus, and they don't even know anything about Jesus yet. And you can't. If you truly knew who Jesus was, you would know that. There's nothing you can do to help anyone at all, not even yourself.
That's why it says save yourself, right?
Yeah.
In the Bible?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about that, Lindsay. Why does it say save yourself? And that's probably exactly why.
Are you doing a silent prayer?
No, I heard about it, though. I haven't gotten around to it. I will.
Why haven't you done it?
There's been a lot of stuff going on lately, but I can definitely dedicate my time to Jesus Christ by, you know, doing a silent prayer for sure.
But why have you done it?
Disobedience, I'm sure.
How are you going to help somebody else by telling them about Jesus, and you won't even obey God when he tells you to be still.
Oh, yeah, I'm not
going
to do that no more.
When
you
he tells you to be still and know him.
I will not be doing that from this very moment forward until I guess, you know, Jesus Christ lets me know in some kind of way.
Yeah, don't even think in that way at all. You just work on you and let the Spirit of Truth work through you.
That sounds good.
So do the silent prayer. Forget about telling folks about Jesus. And just live it, and the light will guide you. You'll be fine.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Because most people and then the other point is, you can't help anybody. You can't even help yourself. That's why you got to surrender to truth, so the truth can do it for you.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's a sound. What you're saying is sound.
Have you dropped all your anger?
Yeah, yes. That, and I didn't even know that was a thing until probably this last year. That was a thing, and letting that go is a huge, it's a huge step in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Sure.
So do the silent prayer and just practice being present, rather than lost in your head thinking about the past or the future and all the other mess, whatever you've done in life or haven't done. Let all that go. Do the silent prayer. And be quiet about Jesus. You don't have to be telling nobody about Jesus.
Okay. I will definitely do that.
All right.
That'll be number one.
Number
one on the list.
And stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Okay.
All right, man. Bye now.
All right. Thanks. Take care.
All right.
Take care.
888-7753. 888-7753. Be aware of people telling you about Jesus. They wouldn't know Jesus if he came and brought them a bucket of water from a well. Like they used to do in the good old days. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on Cash App, NP for church. Thank you, sir. Very generous.
Thank you. Amazing.
Or ma'am or miss.
Thank you.
Over on gab.com, Jason Lee Peterson on Gab, when answering the biblical question, how do you know when you are spiritual?
Yes.
When all your life decisions/responses align with God's rules, says Jay Rackham.
Thank you, Jay. And I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
On threads.net, Jason Lee Peterson on Threads.
Hey, Thread, how y'all doing over there?
You know how you talked about why religion fails to produce moral people?
Right.
Somebody just, S.P. Kennelly says, you just lost a loyal fan.
Nice. I never had one there. Amazing. Thank you.
And Glendale counts, I used to like you.
And I still love you. Amazing. Thank you.
And little thing from Sho Sugino. It is the 3rd of September.
It was the 3rd of September. A day I will always remember, 'cause that was the day that my daddy died. Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. Amazing. Thank you.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. Hate news.
I have books that are amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autograph copy, or call 800-411-2663.
It's So a few different judges, or a couple anyway, two out of three, said that Trump shouldn't have been using the Alien Enemies Act and brought on the National Guard to deport the Venezuelan gang members, the alleged Venezuelan gang members. So said a federal appeals court on Tuesday. A three-panel thing. One of them dissented, a righteous man, perhaps. The court also shot down Trump's claim that there was a predatory incursion by members of the gang Tren de Aragua in the United States, which he said justified the use of his wartime authority. And some other judges or something, court said, oh, he shouldn't be using the National Guard or something like that. It's only for emergencies. It is an emergency. Anyway, in China, there's a problem because China, Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin, and, what's his name? Kim Jong-un, or young, what's his name? Maybe not that young anymore. Trump is saying that they are colluding or something, conspiring against the United States. So watch out. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, September 3rd, 2025 AD. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news. And JLP will be right back to your calls, okay? And we will get to more of your super chats and more great stories. We do see them. We appreciate them, guys. But it is, as I said, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports President Donald J. Trump's use of the Alien Enemies Act to deport quickly alleged Venezuelan gang members was unlawful, so said some federal appeals court on Tuesday. One of them was like this POC female gal and kind of old. And then another one was this probably rhino appointed by George W. Bush. And then the third guy dissented, a guy born in 78. So probably in his mid-40s or something like that. A sensible man, apparently, at least on this issue. The court shot down the claim that there was that predatory incursion by members of the gang Tren de Aragua in the United States, which he said justified the use of his wartime authority. They are enemies of America in America. Violent enemies of America. Anyway, Chinese President Xi Jinping, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, Russian President Vladimir Putin, the most interesting man in the world, and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, they stood together publicly for the first time today, projecting an image of unity and authoritarian strength, says CNN. More than 20 so-called world leaders also attended this summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, designed to demonstrate China's leadership and put forth a less Western-centric vision of international order. Wow. Our greatest president, Trump, alarmed nations with his trade war. Remember that? They were alarmed. Withdrawals from international organizations, massive foreign aid cuts, and threats on social media. Xi vowed to oppose hegemonism, bullying practices, so claims he. Give me a break. Without naming the United States directly. To highlight China as a credible alternative to the United States as the world's top superpower, Xi promoted his partnerships with North Korea, Russia, and Iran. And during a military parade in Tiananmen Square, remember that place? One that featured over 10,000 troops marching in unison in a display of hundreds of advanced weapons, Xi declared China's rise was unstoppable. Wow, commie nonsense, really promoting it. And the war on drugs. In America, the U.S. conducted a deadly military strike on a boat allegedly tied to the Tren de Aragua drug cartel. President Trump said that on Tuesday. 11 people killed in the attack. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said it took place in the Southern Caribbean, or Caribbean, not sure which way he pronounced it. The use of the military force against a Latin American drug cartel marks a significant escalation in the U.S. war on drugs, because it's a war on America that they are waging, and we're finally fighting back. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two. ¶¶
up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Manhood Hour's coming up in the next hour. It's Wednesday. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a juicy. For those who want to know themselves, a doozy. How do you know when you are spiritual? How do you know when you are spiritual? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, because we are heard around the world, Monday through Friday, from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. So different time zones. So some people can't sit and watch it. You can podcast the show. But you can still listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Is it working out, Nick? Talk Stream Live? Yeah, they're back up. They're working. Thank you, guys. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. I have this one quick thing I really want to show you, then I get to your calls. And if you missed the first hour today, make sure you tune in, podcaster here, because I'm trying to encourage you that you are not in control of your own life about anything. When you're impatient with your children, that's not you. It's something else driving you, but you think that is you. Christ said, in order to have a life, you got to give up the life. And the life you have to give up is that you life. Me, 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 I. You got to give that up. Lay it down, then you'll have a life. When there's no I anymore, when you stop thinking of I or me, then you shall be free. What do you think made this person do what they did? And I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I just want to know, who do you think, or what do you think, if this is true, if it's true, and allegedly it is, allegedly, what do you think made this person do this? Foster's reported, a North Carolina election official has resigned after being arrested for allegedly putting illicit drugs into ice cream that his granddaughter were consuming. And the police, according to CBS, did not share a motive. Watch this from Fox.
We now head out to North Carolina for a news alert. Take a look at your screen. Content partners in that area say North Carolina County Elections Chair is accused of putting cocaine and MDMA in his granddaughter's ice cream.
On August 3rd, a patrol officer was flagged down at the Sheets gas station at the corner of Shipyard Boulevard and Independence, and was advised that two teenage girls had located some pills in their blizzards, which is, as you probably know, is an ice cream product you can get from Dairy Queen. The paramedics checked them out. Did not appear that the juveniles had ingested any of the foreign substances that were located in their ice creams. The officer confiscated the pills. Surveillance video was discovered and handed over to the Wilmington Police Department that clearly shows Mr. Yokley placing the pills in the ice cream. It was on the 26th that he came to the police station and was taken into custody, and those warrants that have been taken out and were served, and then he was transported to the jail.
Amazing, huh? Amazing. It's a spiritual battle, and you and I are not in control. And as soon as you surrender all of this fake ideas, those fake ideas that you're in control, you shall be free. 888-7753-77. What do you mean if this is true? And allegedly, why would he put peel in the kids' ice cream? I don't think we have Dairy Queens in California, do we? I haven't seen one. I remember them from back east when I lived in Indiana and places like that, but I've not seen any in California. It's an ice cream place for those who don't know. Hamburgers and stuff like that. Let me go first time caller Dan out of Pennsylvania. Hey, Dan, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Dan.
Yeah, I'm just calling. I was looking for some advice on some baby mama drama. Yeah, I have basically, I was with a woman, had a baby, and we got her pregnant. Well, we broke up, and we had one last time, and she decided she was keeping it, and we were already broken up at the time. I told her I would be a good dad, but I don't want to be with her. And basically, she cut me off then. I've spent about $70,000 in court fees at this point, and she's basically just dragging me through hell every single day any way she can, and there's no communication, there's no nothing, and I have about a 50-50 split at this point, but it cost me a lot of money, and she, every day, tries to find a new way to ruin my life, and I don't know how to deal with it. We've done counseling. I'm just looking to see if you have any other information or any tips on dealing with a crazy woman.
So you're not with her now?
No. Oh,
okay. Why do you spend one dime on trying to get with the baby? Why are you giving lawyers one dime on it?
I spent a lot of money up front before I realized that I could do it on my own, and then I started doing it on my own, and I've had success with that. So,
and so you're fighting trying to see the baby?
Yeah, and I have a good split now, but there's still no like everything is through a court order, and like if my mom's birthday falls on a day that's hers, there'll be no way that I can get her. Like, we can't talk. I can't. Basically, there's no wiggle room for anything. I can't have my own life. I can't include my daughter in my life.
You said if your mother what?
Like, if my mom had a birth, like, we have birthday weekend coming up, and it falls on her weekend, I ask to switch, and she won't switch. She doesn't do anything for me. Like, she won't. And everything is just about money. She, now that I got more, a bigger split, she wants, and I took her back to lower child support. She just wants to fight, and she wants more money, and she's talking about going to the IRS.
And doing what?
Yeah. Telling the IRS I lie about my money because I'm a bartender.
Amazing. Yeah.
She's also a bartender, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So what would happen if you stop fighting for the baby, period?
I won't do that. I love my child.
What would happen if you stop fighting for the baby, period?
What do you mean by that?
If you didn't put up any fight, just say, okay, you can have it, I'm gone, bye. what would happen?
Then I just have to pay her a lot of money for the rest of my life, and I wouldn't have a relationship with my child.
But you don't have one anyway, and you're paying a lot of money.
No, I have a relationship with my child. She's only a year and a half, so...
But I thought you said she was fighting to keep you from having that.
Yes, she is, every day. Anything she could do.
Right. And so what would happen if you stopped fighting with her?
I mean, I don't really engage with her. I don't really fight back. I just take it. This is what life is, you know. If I want to take her on vacation, but days don't fall for me, then I can't do that, you know. And that's my daughter's the only one that will suffer for that.
So you have 50-50 with her, with the baby?
I have what's called, it's like a 52-48. So I have her three overnights a week, and she has her four overnights a week. But I work a lot, so.
So why don't you just settle for that and don't fight with this woman again?
Well, I am. So I'm not fighting for more time. I'm just trying to deal with the mother. Like, if she, I'm trying to think of examples, but every single day would just be like a nightmare. Like, I asked if I could FaceTime last night to say goodnight to her, and she turned in, "You're not a good father. You're trying to lower child support because you don't care about your daughter." It's just agonizing every day.
But you know that money is not for the daughter. Money is for her.
I realize that, yeah. But she claims it's for her daughter, which is, she's only a year and a half, and I pay $1,300 a month. So she's not eating $1,300 worth of food. So.
She wants the money for her. It's not for the daughter. But let me ask. So you have whatever time you do have with the child, and on your days that you're supposed to be with the child, does she try to keep that from happening?
Well, she claims and she tells court that I have other women around my child, and she says I have all these girlfriends around her, and I don't. I do have some women sometimes, but never around my child. So,
let's say the days that you're supposed to see with your daughter, does she try to prevent that from happening?
She shows up at my house and screams and yells. I don't answer the door. I call the cops on her. I've had a harassment charge put on her, but nothing's really come of it nothing's really come of the harassing. So,
have you ever had her arrested?
No, she's never been arrested.
Why not? Why haven't you had her arrested?
Like, I'll call the cops, and she's, like, in my driveway, and she'll leave before they get there kind of thing.
Oh,
and then
I see.
They'll be like, all right, well, she's not breaking a law for just being in your driveway. I'm like, well, she's harassing me, so.
So when your daughter is with you on the days you're supposed to have her, she comes over and harass you?
Correct.
Do you take videos of her being there?
Yeah, I have videos of her. We talk on an app that is, like, court monitored, so like basically we like everything she says the court can see, and she talks on there, but they don't really do anything. I've had my house like raided, and she says I do drugs around the child, which I don't, and I've had CPS come to my house, I've had police come to my house, but nothing ever happens to her.
And you have asked them to arrest her?
I call them, and, yeah, she's always gone before they get there. But
so when you go to court and you report what she's doing and you have the proof, does the court say to you, okay, and they get on her about it and let her know if she continues, she's going to get in trouble?
They tell her that if she does it again, then, yeah, she's not allowed on the property. But that doesn't help the relationship with me and the mother of my child. Like, I want to get to a point where we can talk and we can enjoy our child and as teammates, you know.
So let me ask. So like, you go to court and the court tell her, if you do this again, you're gonna get in trouble, right?
Yes, but we're also only a year and a half into this, so like, yes, that has been told, but like, and court. Obviously, it's not very quick.
So she does it again, and you tell the court?
Yeah, I will when she does it again, yeah.
And so And then would the court have her arrested, or would they take the child from her and give it to you?
I don't know. I don't know how that works. I don't know. Like I said, I have a 48%, and I work a lot, so I don't really have. I guess I could get a babysitter, and my mom's retiring, so I could have my mom watch her if I was to get more custody. But I think this is what I could handle right now.
Oh, so you don't want any more time than what you have?
I think it's a fairly good split. Like I would like to just be on a basis where, like, if she needs me to take her, I could take her. I don't know how to get to a friend's point, like a teammate's point, like working together to raise our child.
That's not going
to
work for her.
Enemies. Never?
Never.
No?
Never. You should do what you want, but that's the last thing you should be trying to do. She's not going to let that happen.
Yeah. Yes, I'm afraid of.
But you need to accept that so you can stop doing that.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Any woman that try to keep the child away from his or her father is an evil woman. You're dealing with the devil, and the devil is never going to give in to you like that. So you need to realize you're wasting your time and money and everything trying to get that kind of relationship with this female. That's not going to happen. She's showing you that she's evil, and the fact that she's fighting to keep your child from you is saying out loud she's evil, and she's not going to cooperate with you.
Yeah.
So why don't you give up trying to get along with her?
Yeah, I guess I have to just come to that realization and stop giving up.
That was a question.
What's that?
That was a question. Why don't you stop trying to get along with the devil?
Yeah, I think I have to stop.
That was a question.
Right. Yeah. Why don't I? I mean, I guess I will.
That was a question. Why don't you stop trying to get along with the devil?
Yeah, I will.
But why don't you stop? You haven't answered why you don't stop.
Well, because I'm hoping to give my daughter a normal life, and I guess it's not possible. So
There's nothing about your situation is normal. You have a baby out of wedlock. That's not normal. You have a baby with a woman that's evil, trying to keep the child away from you. That's not normal. You have a baby with a woman that, according to you, is all about money. That's not normal. Yeah. How can you have a normal relationship with the devil?
Yeah, you can't.
But why are you trying then?
I guess I have to stop.
Why are you trying?
I guess I will stop trying. I don't know.
Why are you trying to have a relationship with the devil?
I guess I just have false hope, you know?
Why are you trying to have a relationship with the devil?
Yeah, you're right. I guess
that wasn't right. There was a question.
Yeah, I don't know why I have been. I have been because I've been trying to have a little hope for my daughter to have a normal life, but I'm seeing it's not happening. So,
but you think the devil doesn't even treat you right in your imagination. The devil deceives you all the time. Why do you think he would treat you right in another person?
I don't know. I don't know why.
Well, why don't you slow down and get to see what's going on with you?
Yeah, I will.
No, that was a question.
Yeah, how do I do that?
Good question. You got to get to know yourself.
Yeah.
You don't know yourself. Yeah. Do you know yourself?
I thought I did. I could be wrong.
Do you know yourself?
I thought I did. Yeah, I'm not sure.
And who are you?
I'm a hardworking American guy from Philadelphia. I do construction. I pay all my bills. I pay all my child support on time. I try to do nice things with my daughter. I don't know.
So you told me what you do, but who are you? I didn't ask you what you do in life. I asked you who are you.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. That's your biblical question, kind of, too. How do you know if you're spiritual? Apparently, I don't know.
So how do you, what is it like living a life not knowing who you are? What's it like for you?
I mean, I sleep fine at night, so do you know yourself?
You sleep fine at night?
Yeah. Do you know yourself?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah, but let me ask you this. Do you want to know yourself?
Yeah, I would like to.
So stop paying attention to who you're not. Have you heard me say, have you gone to forgive your mother for doing this to you, recreating her image?
Yeah, what did my mom do?
She recreated you in her image.
Yeah, my mom's a good lady.
What's good about her?
She works hard. She provided. She stepped up when my dad walked away. She did everything a mom should do.
So what's good about her, though?
Her heart is good. Her mind is good. She's in general a good person.
Heart is good, why did your father couldn't deal with her?
My dad likes strippers and cocaine.
But why he couldn't deal with your mother?
She didn't strip or do cocaine.
Who told you that?
My dad did tell me that.
Your father told you he's a stripper? He likes strippers?
Yeah.
And so have you forgiven your mother for recreating her image?
I don't have to forgive her. I'm happy.
You're not happy?
I'm happy with all aspects except one in my life.
And what's that?
Just a baby mama.
Really? So here's what I recommend. Oh, let me ask you one other quick question. You said you love your daughter?
Yes.
And why do you think you love her?
Just the way she makes me feel. Like, I didn't want kids, and just seeing her, right off the bat, everyone told me, like, oh, once you see her, you're going to know, and this is how you'll feel. And I kind of laughed at them, and they were right. I don't love. She's awesome. She makes me smile. She's definitely, she's given me meaning in life, you know?
So you think love is a feeling?
Well, love isn't something you can hold, right?
Do you think love is a feeling?
Yeah, for sure.
And why do you think love is a feeling?
Because it's not tangible. It's something that we feel or we don't, right?
Why do you think love is a feeling?
Like I just said, because it's not tangible, so it's something
that
we can feel inside.
What does that mean, not
tangible? We can't hold it. We can't go to the store and buy love, right?
Oh, that's why you think it's a feeling?
What is it? What is it to you?
No, Matthew, that's why you think it's a feeling?
Because
you can't hold it?
I guess so, yeah.
Oh, I
because, yeah.
Love is not a feeling.
What is it?
Anyone that have the feeling of love is evil.
Love is evil?
The feeling, if you have feeling and you call it that love, that's evil. That's not love. Because one moment you feel love, you feel good, right? And then the next moment you feel down, you feel whatever, you don't feel good. And now you got to work to get back to that feeling. And then you try to hold on to that feeling disappear. Now you got to work for it. How's that love?
So what is love then?
That's why you got to get to know yourself, by knowing what is not. And it's definitely not a feeling. Because if you loved your daughter, you would let her go. You would not fight over her.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I know, because you
I can't
you love her, that's why.
Woman, so just end up like her mom.
But she's going to end up that way anyway.
Nah.
Because why you're not around her, your daughter is already becoming like her mother. And the mother has no patience, no love. She's already damaging the daughter already.
Yeah, that's what I'm scared of, is that she'll manipulate her and teach her to be exactly like her. But, yeah, that's why I called to try to get some info on how to change that.
Here's what I recommend, because of time. I want to encourage you. Are you a Christian?
I am.
You a Christian?
Yes. I wouldn't say I'm, like, the biggest Christian in the world, but, yes, I'm a believer.
Believe in what?
I believe in Jesus. I believe in a higher power, you know.
And how do you know you believe in that?
It's a feeling.
So another feeling?
Yeah.
And so you say Jesus is about feelings?
No, I think Jesus is about hope, right? It's
nope.
You hope that there's something after this life, right?
Nope.
No.
Let me ask this: just strive for me the feeling of loving Jesus or knowing Jesus. What's that feeling like? What's that?
The feeling is that's like it's life and death. It's like when you lose someone you love, you trust in God that they're in a better place, you know, and that they're watching over you, and the feeling, believing in a higher power, I guess, gives anyone with any religion like a way to cope with loss and move on, you know.
But you're not coping with loss; you're fighting to prevent from losing yourself from losing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I pray to keep my people safe in life. Yeah,
what people?
People I love. People I have the feeling of love for.
So here's what I recommend for now. I recommend you stop fighting with this girl over the baby. And
yeah,
just, if
sure.
you do have, let's say you do have court time, whatever time that is, for now, just work in that time. Don't ask. You don't need to have your baby write your mama on her birthday. What does that mean? That doesn't even mean anything. You for now, work with this woman, and on the days that you're supposed to have your daughter, get your daughter. If she come around your home and acting crazy, call the police and say that she's harassing you and have her arrested. But I want to encourage you. Do you know about the silent prayer?
No.
Have you heard me talk about it?
I have not.
I want to encourage you to go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer.
Okay.
And rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. I want to encourage you to start doing that so that the Spirit of the Father, God, can show you what's going on with you. You got to get to know yourself so you can overcome all this mess.
All right. Yeah, I'll check that out, and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, and then with your, do you live Hoop and Holler and Pray? You already do Hoop and Holler Prayer, right?
Yes.
Do you live Hoop and Holler? When you're done, calm down and know God. And see what's going on inside of you. You got to start working on you so that the Father will truly guide you in all things.
All right, I appreciate you.
So do the silent
prayer. I will check that out.
Yeah, do the silent prayer. Let me know what you think. But for now, stop arguing with this woman. Don't try to see your daughter on your days off. Don't try to have your daughter at mama house and all that. You live with your mama?
No.
Oh, good. How old are you?
I'm 38.
Yeah. So you don't live with mama?
No.
Good. So do the silent prayer. Watch those thoughts and let the Father guide you. Stop arguing with this woman about your baby. Don't try to see your daughter on any other time that other than what the court has told you to do, all right?
Okay.
And don't
I appreciate you.
And don't argue with her anymore. Don't give the devil.
Yeah.
Stop fighting with the devil. No words to her in arguments at all. And don't try to get along with her. Don't try not to get along with her. Leave her alone.
Yeah.
And you just see your daughter when you can, your days you're supposed to, and work on you. And I promise, if you do this, things will turn out perfectly for you.
I appreciate you. I will get back. I'll check out the silent prayer and use it for a little while, and then I'll check back in.
All right. Let me know, Dan.
I appreciate you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back, 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE, a spiritual battle. Brand new episode of The Fallen State on Friday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I had a very interesting discussion with Dr. John G. West. And Dr. West is an author, a Christian scientist, and the vice president of the Discovery Institute in Seattle, Washington. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What you have with Stockholm Syndrome Christians is they're becoming missionaries from the culture to their fellow Christians. People end up adopting the point of view of their cultural captors.
Where did you get the idea about the Trinity? Because it's not in the Bible anywhere.
John 1 clearly teaches Jesus was God.
There's no proof of anything that you said, but you believe it, right? I think you got the syndrome and don't know it.
You apparently think I do.
He has a brand new book. He has a book called Stockholm Syndrome Christianity. And so we were talking about that. It was interesting. Very interesting. This Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Check it out. Check it out. All right? And don't forget to support us on social media. We are on pure.net/JesseLeePeterson, kick.com/JesseLeePeterson, cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is king. Christ is king. And rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson, JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Like, follow, ring the bell, and subscribe and all that good stuff. Amazing. Let me go to Maria out of New York. Maria, you are on the air. Maria?
Jesse, you hear me well or no?
No.
You don't hear me well?
No, I cannot hear you well.
Oh, I don't know why.
I don't know why either that I can't hear you well.
Okay. I don't know why. I'm not on speaker or anything, so that's what's weird.
Yeah,
okay.
That is interesting that you're not on speaker or anything, and I can't hear you well.
Okay, so I guess I'll have to figure it out and try to call back another time. Maybe it wasn't meant to be right now.
And what is it that you would have to figure out and call me back later about?
I don't know, my phone situation.
And what's wrong with it?
I don't know. You said you can't hear me.
I'm sorry?
You said you can't hear me.
And I'm not able to hear you, you say?
That's what you said, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So I have to call back another time then, Jess.
And in the meantime, what are you going to do about your phone?
I don't know what to do about it. I have no, I don't know what's wrong with it.
And why do you think something's wrong with it?
Because you can't hear me.
And so how are we having this conversation if I can't hear you?
Oh. Well, you said you couldn't hear me well.
See how?
And now the baby's crying.
See how unconscious you are? We're having this long conversation about your phone, and you don't even know I can hear
you. And I could have spoke to you about what I called for, right?
Right. And there doesn't seem to be anything wrong with your phone, and I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. So, I was calling because I wanted to say to you, you know how you talk about the blacks, how they followed man before they just followed God, and then they started to follow man?
Yes.
And it destroyed a lot. I feel the same way now. Like, I like Donald Trump a lot. I just don't think that we should be following him. If that makes any sense to you.
And what do you mean by following him, and why not?
Because just like your example, when people follow man,
mm-hmm.
It's not good. They're not following God now. They're following man.
Go ahead. Finish your point.
The reason I was saying that was because you a lot of the times when you say, oh, the wind and sea obey him. Is that what you say? The wind and sea?
What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, but when you say that, it comes off as though you're saying he's God.
And how, why is that coming off like that to you?
I think it's coming off, well, it's coming off like that because that would be God. That would be God that we're following, right? If he's able to talk to the sea and the winds.
And why you say that would be God?
Because only God, I would believe, has that power.
And why do you think that?
Because he's the creator of all things.
But why do you think only God can tell the wind and the sea to be still, and the wind and the sea will obey him? Why do you think only God can do that?
I mean, I know I kind of understand where you're coming from a little bit, I think.
Where am I coming from a little bit?
Like Jesus, he was able to calm the seas when he was here. And he's not God, he's the Son of God.
And
but he was able to do this.
And did Jesus tell the disciples they could have done the same thing?
That's true. Yeah.
No, that was a question.
Yes.
And so when Jesus told the disciple they could have told the wind and sea to be still, was he thinking, oh, you can't do that because you're not God, or you are God? Was Jesus thinking that?
No.
But yeah, he told men, the disciple, you could have told the wind and the sea to be still. Did he tell them that?
Yeah, he did tell them that. I remember you said that once. I looked it up. I don't know the Bible by heart, but yeah.
And so why do you think Trump can't do that unless he was God?
I guess that's true.
No, that was a question.
Yeah, he can. But I think it could be dangerous following, because it's going to make people follow him. And it could be dangerous to follow a man, Jesse.
So
you know?
When God told the disciple, you can make the wind and sea be still, would he think, oh, I better not say that because that could be dangerous?
No.
So why are you saying that then?
Okay. So you know what happened then? I guess my mothering instincts came in. I was like, you know what? We're all going to think, or people might think that he's like God. And then what if he gets wrong about something and they start following him? Like, there's the thoughts again. And Jesse said that you shouldn't follow man anyway. Look what happened with the blacks years ago. You know?
Why
so,
are you
I don't
in
know.
Your head like that?
I don't know why. I actually have been doing the silent prayer, but sometimes I start to think when you know, something to think about.
And where are you getting those thoughts from?
Well, actually, I know it's not Bible Bumper Thursday, but I don't read the Bible. I don't know it by heart, but I do know parts of Revelations, which is the end days, right? The latter days. And there's supposed to be a person in the flesh that resembles, well, people believe he's like God or as God. And he's in a human form, but he's really evil. You know about that. The Antichrist, well, right?
What does it have to do with God, Trump being able to tell the water to be still? The wind and the sea will obey him. What does that have to do with that?
Because it just seems like honoring a person.
That what works. Christ was doing when he told the disciples that?
No.
So where are you getting that idea from there?
Okay. That's it, from the Bible, the parts that I do know.
But where you get that idea that it's like honoring people when you... When you say what manner of man is this, the wind and the sea obey him, where do you get the ideas?
Because I know what people are thinking and what it sounds like.
Why are you concerned about what others are thinking?
I don't know. Because that's what I thought for a second.
And where did you get the thought from?
I knew somehow you didn't mean it like that. I know you don't think he's God.
But where are you getting those thoughts from, though? Where are you getting those thoughts from that you have? About what other people are thinking and blah, blah, blah. Where are you getting that from?
That's got to be coming from evil. The thoughts, all thoughts are lies,
and so
right?
So why are you still worshiping evil by believing it?
I don't know. That's right. That's fear. Actually, when I'm thinking about that, that's actually fear. So it is evil, because it's like, oh gosh, what if we follow him and he's really the Antichrist? And I like Trump.
When you say we, who are you talking about?
The people, people who love to like Trump.
Are you one person or are you we?
I'm one person.
So why your mind on other people?
Yeah, I don't know.
That was a question.
I don't know. I don't know. Okay. And I guess a part of me wanted to be sure you didn't feel like he was like a god.
And what part of you that wanted to be sure of that?
I don't know. The part of me that thought about it. The thoughts, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. So, I mean, Jesus did it. Jesus told the disciples they could do it. And Trump has something inside him. He really does. And I just wanted to say to you, the If poem that you play, play that beautiful poem, If.
Yeah.
That my grandmother had that in her book, the old poetry book from when I was a little girl. It's really, I've been reading that since I was a kid. So when you played it, it was amazing.
Right on.
So, yeah, that has to do. Trump is like that in a lot of ways.
When will you stop worshiping the devil? When will you stop being one with evil?
Well, I think sometimes we have to think of things. I mean, of like, oh, this could be this, to be cautious about things, no?
When will you stop worshiping evil by being one with evil? If all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, how can you possibly have a true thought?
But, Jesse, you said it yourself. People followed man blindly.
What that has to do with you, though?
Because I don't want to follow anybody blindly.
But then keep your eyes on yourself and stop thinking about people then. Because you're following Satan blindly.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Jesse.
All right, what?
No, nothing. I just wanted to, I don't know. I called you because I just wanted to say, I mean, yeah, I'm listening to the thoughts, I guess. And
but you're not telling me why you still do that. And you know that saying is that those thoughts are not your own, but you listen to them, you believe them, you become afraid, you start worried about other people. You're one with evil. Why do you?
Well, I'm not like I was. I wasn't really nervous.
Why do you keep doing that?
Well, I wanted to have a. I don't know. I wanted to have a discussion about.
And I'm glad you did. But why are you listening to evil?
Probably because. don't know why. Yeah, I don't know. Well, because I guess I didn't recognize it right away.
Absolutely.
That's why, right?
Why don't you practice being present so you can see when Eva tempts you to get into the imagination again? Why don't you practice being present?
I've been doing it morning. Sometimes I don't do it at night, but I do it in the morning.
Why not morning and night and then during the day too?
During the day
Christ,
too, I
if
know.
You listen to Christ, Christ said pray without ceasing.
That means all day?
All day, all the time, because the moment you stop being aware, the devil comes in and he tell you all this mess about, oh, if you say, and the sea and the wind and sea obey him, you're making him God.
Because right away I remembered what you said also about that you shouldn't follow any man.
But
and
you
it didn't sounds like
the devil told you that too, and he put the wind and the sea sound like God, and now people go, you listen to the devil, Maria, when will you stop?
Yeah.
That was a question.
Okay. Well, I just have to be aware more than I have been. But I've been doing the silent prayer and it has been helping. And
of
also,
course.
I've been in more peace. I've been more stable-minded. My emotions haven't been up and down. I still have anger, though. I notice it's subsiding.
And who has the anger?
It's not me. No,
so
no,
why
do
you say
me.
I still have anger then?
Well, there's anger still. The anger's still in me.
Because you still calling it you. That's why.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So you're still identifying with it. It's just another false identity. And it's not going to leave as long as you call it you.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I've been doing the silent prayer, and I've actually been more conscious of my thoughts throughout the day than I realize I got to be more.
What
even
give,
more so?
What gives you the right?
I go
to
in
be,
and out, in and out of consciousness. I noticed all day now.
Good.
Before I was just unconscious.
Right.
Now I go in and out like anesthesia. And
so, what gives you the right to even give one thought or idea about somebody else? Whether they're going to follow Trump or not. Why would you even have 1 minute of a concern about that?
Well, you had concern about people. That's
no,
why
I don't.
You used to talk.
No, I don't.
Well, then why did you talk about how the black? You talked about how the blacks followed somebody and they shouldn't
because
have done
that's
that,
the
really.
Truth. And, but I, if they want to continue to do it, that's on them. I don't care either way.
Well, you're not
going to
control the situation, right?
I'm not concerned in that way at all about it. They want to follow man. They want to follow have physical leaders. That's on them. They have a right to do that, and I have no right to be concerned about it.
Okay. And it's sometimes it sounds like, Jesse, and I'm not trying to insult at all, that you follow Trump sometimes.
See, you're in your head again.
Okay. I don't know why I said that even. You're right. It just well, because that's what you make it sound like sometimes.
I'm not making it sound the way the devil making it sound that way to you in your head. And then he's telling you Jesse making it sound that way and you believe a lie. But that's happening to you. It's not happening to me.
Right.
All that
you just
stuff
happen
is
to in, like Trump as a leader.
Maria. All that stuff is in your head. Don't you realize that?
Yeah. I guess I watch too much stuff, too, with all the conspiracy theories.
Still,
you know all the conspiracy theories
Maria,
are coming
Maria,
on?
Maria,
yeah.
You still trust in the devil. The devil tell you, oh, Jesse made Trump seem like a god. Jesse following her. That's not me at all. And that's happening in your mind. You still listening to the devil. Those thoughts are not yours. Why don't you get that?
Well, the Bible, at the end of the Bible, though, this is why you probably say not to go by every word of the Bible. But in the Bible, it does say people stick to it to be cautious towards the latter days because there could be a lot of trickery.
What's the latter days?
The now, like much later after Christ, and And
Christ has already come. It's already done. What latter days are you waiting for?
So then why they say to be careful and to be, not to be deceived,
because
right?
You should be present of the devil talking to you.
Oh, and that's how you're not deceived, because God will show you.
When you're not one with the devil, there's nothing left but God. But you're one with the devil, Maria.
I wasn't that concerned, but I like to have the discussion about it.
No, I'm glad you did. Yeah, no, it's amazing. Yeah. Because you're not the only one. I opened up this morning talking about this. Why don't you stop believing the thoughts, though?
I have, in a lot of ways. I mean, I've been better.
Why don't you stop believing the thoughts? Just stop it.
Yeah, you got to be cautious because I can't let go of this cautious thing, I guess.
Cautious thing. If you're present, you don't need to be cautious of yourself. You can do nothing. You need to be present. You can't make yourself be cautious. What does that even mean?
Right, to be cautious going forward. Let me ask you this real quick. Had the blacks been more cautious about who they were listening to at the time, they wouldn't have made those decisions.
The blacks are listening to the same spirit you're listening to.
I know, but I meant back then when they...
It was the same thing then, too.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. So they will believe it, not something else. Yeah. That makes sense. Can I ask you one more question?
Because of time, why don't you stop listening to the devil? To evil spirits in your mind. Why don't you just stop so you can be 100%?
I will. I have to put it into practice more.
Right. Why don't you do that so you can be free?
Yes, I will, definitely.
No, that was a question.
I haven't because I thought just doing the silent prayer in the morning would help. And I'm used to going into my thoughts. That's my whole life.
And so who told you that, just doing the silent prayer is enough? Who told you that?
Because it helps. So, yeah, the devil had to put in that's another thought. Like, you did the silent prayer, you feel better, you're at peace, you're in the present. So you don't have to stay cautious all day, right? You're still going into your thoughts. Makes sense. Definitely. Can I have one more question about this situation? I know you must have talked about it, but I'm not sure what your opinion was about it.
Real fast.
The Jeffrey Epstein files, because I know that everybody has a different opinion. I know over at Michael Knowles and all them, he thinks that he can't say
ask
everything.
Your question
that
because of time.
Okay. Candace thinks something else. So
what's
I
your
just
question
to...
because of time?
Okay. The Jeffrey Epstein. You're not concerned about that not being revealed?
I have zero concern about that. I can care less. If they reveal it, fine. If they don't, that's on them. I have no opinion about it at all. It's not going to help me either way. Why should I be concerned about that?
Oh, okay. I was curious.
Are you concerned about it?
I'm not concerned, more or less. I just was wondering,
the people who are concerned about it are nosy.
I was wondering why it can't be released.
Other than getting a thrill from it, they're just nosy. That's all it is. I wouldn't listen to that, but it's up to you. Marie, call me again. I got to take a break, all right?
Okay, sounds good. Bye, Jesse.
Bye. Back in a moment. The news, hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
So, more Epstein drama in the House of Representatives, that is. And speaking of drama, anti-RFK Jr., which is to say anti-independent thinking, deep state rebellious mamas writing some letters. Well, I think they already wrote the letter. That's old news. I don't know what they're doing. And Google facing this antitrust lawsuit against the government. And I'm not necessarily for the government, but I'm not necessarily for Google. And they got saved in some court ruling by some Indian Obama judge. Is it a good thing? Beats me. And watch out for the salmonella. It's been tied to eggs, supposedly. Don't know. Since January, and it's September now. It's like three quarters of the year, something like that. Denzel Washington, not to be confused with Obama, doesn't watch movies anymore. Me either. How about TV shows? Trump is canceling, or wants to cancel, $4.9 billion in foreign aid. Pretty cool. And then there's this climate.gov woman yapping about something being ridiculous. Maybe she should look in the mirror. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, September 3rd, AD 2025. Manhood hour is coming right up, all right? In the third hour, there's one line open. And ladies, you're welcome to call in even during manhood hour, as you may well know. One line open. Call in right now, even during Hate News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls. More great stories, and we'll get to your super chats as well, hopefully. All right? Sweet. Remember, no Punchy TV today. No Punchy TV. Normally, Punchy TV is live Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 Central, 5 Eastern. No Punchy today. No Punchy TV. All right? Just remember that. Normally, it's on Wednesdays. But there is a men's forum tomorrow night. That is the first Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, rebuildingtheman.com/events. I was telling you about the deadly military strike on a boat allegedly tied to Tren de Aragua, drug cartel of Venezuela, little Marco Rubio, Secretary of State. 11 people were killed in the attack. The Secretary of State said it took place in the Southern Caribbean. And it's a Latin American drug cartel, a significant escalation in the U.S. war on drugs, says Commie Nonsense. Trump justified the action in a post on Truth Social, his social media website, saying the cartel, Tren de Aragua, was a designated foreign terrorist organization operating under the control of Nicolas Maduro. No, not to be confused with Nicolas Gonzalez, the American anchor baby. The Google pilot, very cool, not Indian, not Jewish, that we know of, but Colombian and Cuban and American and Canadian. And the Tren de Aragua group is responsible for murder, drug trafficking, sex trafficking, acts of violence and terror across the United States, according to Trump, and the Western Hemisphere. When asked by Commie Nonsense Network CNN about the legal authority for militarily targeting the cartels, Marco Rubio said, "I'm not going to answer for the White House counsel." Suffice it to say that all those steps were taken in advance, based Marco Rubio. And the House Oversight Committee released more than 33,000 files related to the late convicted so-called sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein that they received from the Justice Department, so-called Justice. Tuesday's release of the flight logs, court filings, jail surveillance footage, redacted records, deposition memos may not represent the totality of the Epstein-related documents in the DOJ's possession. And congressional Democrats have said they largely included previously known information. Duh. There's so much known because there's been so many lawsuits and mess. After the careful review, oversight Democrats have found 97% of the documents received from the Department of Justice were already public. What do you expect? And Representative Robert Garcia, top Democrat, top of the dung pile in the House Oversight Committee, stated there is no mention of any client list or anything that improves transparency or justice for victims. As the panel readied the files release, Thomas Massie pushed to compel the publication of the Epstein files in full. Bunch of drama. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3. Thank you.
understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. It's the third hour of the show today. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. And my biblical question, how do you know when you are spiritual? How do you know when you are spiritual? How do you know? An amazing question. Know thyself. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you can podcast the show and still listen on your phone, by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go and buy me a coffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's the third hour on Wednesday. And we take all calls, but every Wednesday in the third hour, let it be known, let it be written, let it be said. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding a man. It is manhood hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, a man is a male returned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Y'all, this incredible, beautiful city that raised me. This is the city that sent the granddaughter of Shama Dejani from Beit Hanina, the granddaughter of Muftiya and Isa Abdullah from Beit Ur al-Foka. Well, guess what? Now we're in Congress, and we're every corner of the United States. I want to say to all of them, every genocide enabler, look at this room, motherfuckers. We ain't going anywhere.
Can anyone save us from this impending apocalypse?
We ain't going nowhere. I'm staying, and you're going to love me. What a mess. Ship that woman back to Palestine, wherever she came from. She does not belong in America, and especially not in our government. My country is gone. Gone. That female is a so-called congressman from Detroit, Rashida Tlaib. What a mess. That was not coming from Palestine. That's in America. You will regret it. Watch out for things to come. That's not love. That's hate. And one thing for sure, Muslims hate Christians and Jews. Their little Quran Bible teach them that. That's all they know. And by any means necessary, you can deceive the Christians and the Jews. They're infidels. And you put this female in government. And look at all those people cheering her on now. And they all have head rags on their head, nearly all of them. Not all look like maybe some bald-headed guys didn't have. But they have on head rags and a la Wapa clothes in America. Okay, whatever. It's a spiritual battle. One quick thing. What I've noticed is that American people, and this is new over the last 70 years or so, expect the government to take care of you. You think that the government is going to look out for you or some psychiatrist or counselor or somebody. I'm trying to tell you, look out for yourself, adults, men and women. Children, your parents should be looking out for you until you become an adult. But you got the government, meaning the workers of the government, don't care about you. Look how hard they're trying to stop the king, Donald Trump. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him, Donald Trump. Look how they're trying to stop him from protecting you in your own country. They don't want you protected. They want you afraid. They want you worried. They want you down and out. And then they're creating this mess, and then they come and tell you, I'll save you from it. They create it intentionally, and then they say, I'm going to save you from it, and you believe it. It's like going to a so-called psychiatrist or therapy or a counselor, and you're looking for them to save you, and they give you medication and keep you angry, in a fallen state of anger. And fear and doubt and loneliness and suicidal thoughts and depression and all that. And you think they're helping you. There's nobody on earth who can help you. You got to get to know yourself and take responsibility for yourself. Go back to the source within, and the source, not in your imagination, will take care of you. No one can save you from your evil spirits in your mind and emotions. Anyone that's into thoughts, your mind, and emotions are evil. You're possessed. And the government is not going to help you at all. They don't want to help you. They're going to thrill for not helping you. I heard this story. This is not my story. I heard it, and it made sense. Once upon a time, there was a king. And the king lived in this far-off land. And the king was something else. And the king didn't do anything to help the people. The people didn't have jobs. They were homeless. They were on pot, fentanyl. There were violence in their communities. There was a mess. And the king would sometimes feed them and make them feel good. And they loved the king because once in a while he would throw them a piece of bread. And then the king would lie to them and make them feel good and blame it on somebody else and not him doing his job, or they have a false relationship, relying on him. And he had never planned to do anything for them. And so, long story short, there were a major earthquake in this town one day. And a lot of buildings fell apart. people died, and it was a mess. And some of the neighborhoods where the king ruled. And so the king not really caring, didn't do anything about it, but the king decided, you know what, just for the thrill of it, let me fly over the area and look at it and pretend I care and make false promises as to what I'm going to do about it. But before the earthquake happened, the king wasn't doing anything. He would give the people the welfare, the affirmative action, and DEI programs. And he didn't care. But they loved the king because the king would give them free stuff once in a while. And so earthquake happened. And one day the king and his little helpers told him, King, you better take a ride over the area there, act like you care. And so the king's for thrill of it. The king like, okay, I'll do a little flyover tomorrow. Make an announcement. The king going to be flying over the area of the earthquake. Take a look at it. And the king took a flight over the area there, looked at all the damage. And the people loved the king because he came. And the only thing the king got from it was a thrill. He didn't care at all about it. He could care less about the earthquake happening to the people or rebuilding for the people. And so the king, little helper, said, you know what? That was a bad earthquake. Let's bring some experts in to tell us about how to prepare for the next earthquake. What should we do now? And the king like, oh, yeah, that's a nice idea. They'll think I love them because we're going to bring in some experts, and the experts are going to tell them what to do because this was a bad one, and there's going to be some aftershocks or something like that. And so they brought in the experts, the earthquake experts, and they walked around and made sure the media showed them walking around. And it made the people think that the king really care. He has experts over. And the king going to tell us what to do and be prepared for the next aftershock or something. And so the experts came, long story short. And the experts told the king and the people, y'all better get out of here. You are living on sand right now. This is not solid ground anymore. Is not going to work. It's going to be worse next time around. An earthquake is going to be worse. This is not good to stay here. And the king got mad at the experts for telling the people to go to safety. The king got mad because they were warning the people to think for themselves. And the king didn't want the people thinking for themselves. He was like, what the? Are you going to tell my people to think for themselves? If they start thinking for themselves, how would I be king? And so the king ran the people off. The experts had told the people, this is not solid ground. Y'all better get out of here. This is going to fall apart again. And the king ran the experts off and told the people, don't pay any attention to them. They don't know what they're talking about. And the king was like, what the? Don't pay any attention to them. They're lying to you. And they ran the king, the experts away, and the people believed the king, and they stayed. And guess what happened? A few days later or so, an aftershock came, and the whole village fell apart. It was worse. It fell into the ground, just as the experts warned them. Y'all better leave now. Take responsibility to leave now because you're not on solid ground. And the king didn't want you to know that because how would he be king if you start thinking for yourself? And the experts, they just shook their heads. They're like, people don't listen. They don't take good advice. They don't listen. So they're getting what they deserve. They don't listen. And the experts just shook their head. And the king was safe because the king was up in a different part. He had a solid house he was living in. He was fine. And the moral to the story is that you don't listen. Someone comes along and tell you, hey, your foundation is not built on solid ground. You are not who you think that you are. There is no I. There is no me. But you keep saying I and me, 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 me. And you're building your house on sand because you're building your house on an ego, an illusion, a false self. And your house will crumble. But someone comes along and tell you that. And then somebody else, the king, your leaders, your politicians, your psychiatrists, your counselors, they tell you, no, that's not true. Give me $1,000. I'll tell you how to build your house. Here's some medication. And you don't listen. And you don't build your house. Or you listen to the illusion, thoughts, and emotion, and you build your house on sand. And you look for people to guide you to be your king or your queens. Just like they're doing in Chicago. The black people and some of the liberal whites, they're relying on kings to fix their problems. They're not taking responsibility for themselves at all. They're not building their foundation on solid ground. They're killing one another. They're robbing and stealing and killing and blaming and crying racism. And their kings deceive them by saying, Trump is a racist. Trump has no right to come in here and help you at all. Listen to me. I'm your king. Even though I'm not doing anything about it, we're going to build you some homes. Your problem is not lack of love. Your problem is not you're not thinking for yourself. Your problem is not you are killing one another, robbing other people. You need some houses. And the mayor and the governor and all the so-called leaders of Chicago, maybe not all, maybe one or two conservatives are not for this, but they deceive you and you trust them. And you live in horrible neighborhoods while they live free. They have, the kings have protections around them. Here's a, some of you know that crime is, this past Labor Day weekend, I forgot the number of murders in Chicago, but it was through the roof, according to a report. And yet the mayor and the governor can tell the people, Donald Trump is not coming here. He shouldn't come here. And the people applaud. Yes! The mayor and the governor give a fiery speech and said, don't listen to the expert like the great white hope, Donald Trump. Listen to me. I'm your king. Yes! Now go kill yourself. I'll build some houses. Here, and everybody know the crime is out of control in Chicago, and nobody there is doing anything about it. Over the past Labor Day weekend, September 1st through the 2nd, 2025, Chicago experienced 9,000 deaths and 52 injuries from gun violence. I mean nine deaths. Not thousands, but nine deaths, correction. And the people applauded the mayor when he said, Donald Trump ain't coming here to stop this. And the governor said, no, Donald Trump, you are not invited. That was from Chicago Times. But there are a few people who try to build a house on a solid foundation. Here is a Chicago resident who says, the solution is to bring in more police. Watch this from Fox News.
It just gone from bad to worse to disaster.
No one really feels safe. It's impossible to feel safe in a city like this, especially with the leadership we have.
These kids are carrying guns like around the ages of 8 years old, and they're killing other 8-year-old kids with guns. It's insane.
My opinion, not enough police officers.
The police officer's hands are tied.
So the police is really unappreciative offhand under Brandon Johnson, Lori Lightfoot, J.B. Prister. Those are three are the reason why nobody don't want to be a police.
Their policies when it comes to crime is not working at all.
I think the biggest piece of the pie has to be more police officers, more protection. That's what the people want.
Amazing, huh? And Brandon Johnson and Prista tell Trump, no, you ain't coming here. You're not going to save my people. We're going to build more houses for them. You're a dictator. Don't do that. And the mayor is black. And they vote for him. They vote for a king who ride over and look at the aftermath. And they think he loved them. Or they listen to the evil spirits of the mind, the imagination, and the mind tell them, yeah, Donald Trump is a dictator. Especially young white women in Chicago, they vote for these people, New York and places like that. Because they've been educated. When will you take control of your own life? When will you return to the source within that will take care of you? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You have all power and all authority, men and women, but you got to return to it. And the wind and the sea will obey you. But you won't take control of your life. You believe first inside of your own imagination. You believe there's a you. And you keep listening to a false you, giving a false you information. And then you listen to the devil and others telling you the same thing. Why not go within and listen to the spirit of truth, not in the imagination? 888-775-3773. The Great White Hope is doing all he can to make America great again, in spite of the people, the Democrats and the liberal media and the deceived people trying to stop him. But nothing can stop him because he is one with what is right. You could do the same thing. You got to become whole. You got to be one. You got to let the world go. The hell with the world, meaning the people of the world. Leave them alone. Let them be and suffer and do what they want. That's their life. You can't save them, and you're wrong for trying to even want to save them. That's all ego, another false self. Oh, but I don't want to see the people suffer. Why not? They want to suffer. And God is not going to bother them. You're not God. Why don't you leave everybody else alone and live your life? And don't judge them. Let them live the way they want to live. Your parents, your adult children, your so-called friends, your so-called workers. You don't have a right to be mad at somebody because they're not doing it your way. It's enough keeping up with your own, being present. Nobody care about you, and you don't care about anyone else, because if you love them, you will leave them alone. You will leave them in their hell. If you love them, you wouldn't try to stop anyone from suffering. That ain't love, to try to stop another person from suffering. What the? You can't even stop yourself. And then you cry. Donald Trump is doing an amazing job in spite of the opposition because he knows the secret. He's living from his own world. He owns his own world and the universe, and so can you inside of you, though. PBS News, President Trump announced on Tuesday that the United States sank a boat after it left Venezuela, carrying drugs. Those other government that we had before Trump didn't do anything about this. Watch this from PBS News.
President Trump announced late today that the United States has sunk a boat after it left Venezuela carrying drugs. It is the first known military strike in the region since President Trump ordered an increased military presence in the Caribbean.
President Trump said that the U.S. Navy operated against that boat that you said it was operated by Tren de Aragua, that has been designated by the administration as a foreign terrorist organization. And the president posted this video on Truth Social this afternoon saying 11 members of the group were sailing toward the United States carrying illegal drugs. And attached to the video, he wrote, quote, please let this serve as notice to anyone even thinking about bringing drugs into the United States of America. Beware. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Multiple exclamation points. Mm. Now, as you said, Amna, President Trump this summer ordered a large Navy and Marine deployment to the area. You see some of the ships there. A Navy official says it includes destroyers, cruisers, as well as smaller ships capable of launching Marines onto shore.
Amazing. What other president in your lifetime have you seen work so hard to make you safe? And then the Democrats and right or Republicans are fighting against him. What other president has done this? Think about that. It's amazing to see this man work so hard to do what we hired him to do, to put America first. He cleaned it up everywhere. But yet, someone can come along and tell you, oh, Donald Trump did this. Donald Trump did that. And you believe it, and right away you lost because you're not an independent thinker. 888-77-5373. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brandy.
Did you know that they called George Washington King?
Nice. I didn't know that. And they call him King. I was not aware of that.
Yeah. And I just wanted to also say the caller a few callers ago, they called in about his baby mama. We went through the same thing. And
you had a baby mama?
No, my husband did.
Oh.
And we dealt with court and stuff, too. So she's jealous, so we just let her do whatever she wanted, you know, drop the kids off whenever she wanted, and it seemed like it worked out. Just let it go.
In life, you make a good point, and it's worth reminding, in life, you have to let go. Don't be trying to hold on to anything. Let it go, and then if it's for you, it'll come back to you. But the more you try to hold on to it, the worse it's going to get for you, the one that's trying to hold on.
Yeah, and he's new at this, so he doesn't realize that there's going to be days that she's going to want that she can't. So she's going to want to work with you in the end.
If he let go, she'll work with her right now, because once he let go, then the thrill she get from trying to put pressure on him about the baby and more money and take him to court and make it difficult to see the baby. Once he let go, she's going to have to fight by herself, and then the fight will end. Because if he doesn't fight with her, she's not going to fight by herself.
Yeah, she's just going to
she'll bring that baby, hey, you can have this baby.
Thank you for everything that
Oh, it's commercial time. Can I answer the biblical question, though?
How do you know when you are spiritual?
When you let go, but I have more I want to put to this, so maybe I should wait for the commercial.
Are you running the show for me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What a mess. Hold on, Brandy. Hold on. Back in a moment. Oh, the treasure chest is now open on DLive and then stretch off on Pure.com.net. Pure.net. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and in doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Amazing. So the moral to the story about the king is that you got to stop listening to other people, build your house on a solid foundation within you. Stop listening to the imagination. You will never build your home on a solid foundation when you live into the imagination. Really. It's sand, and it's going to fall apart. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, HAReport.com. From 9 to 11. The guy with the good hair. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the American Anchor Baby. Right after the Hake Report. Giving back to help make America great again. The American Anchor Baby. And the ICE don't even care, because they love the fact he's helping them. What the? And then a brand new episode of The Fallen State on Friday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I talked to Dr. John G. West. And he's the vice president of the Discovery Institute in Seattle, Washington. And he has a new book coming out called Stockholm Syndrome Christianity. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What you have with Stockholm Syndrome Christians is they're becoming missionaries from the culture to their fellow Christians. People end up adopting the point of view of their cultural captors.
Where did you get the idea about the Trinity? Because it's not in the Bible anywhere.
John 1 clearly teaches Jesus was God.
There's no proof of anything that you said, but you believe it, right? I think you got the syndrome and don't know it.
You apparently think I do.
It was fun. Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can become a member of the Fallen State. You can support it that way and other ways on the Fallen State YouTube channel there, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Rumble.com, right? Jesse Lee Peterson, Rumble.com. What? Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Right?
Yes.
I mean, James. Amazing. And then the men's forum tomorrow night at 7 p.m. It is the first Thursday of the month already. It is September. And the day is the 3rd. And I remember the day being the 3rd of September, because that was the day that my daddy died. Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died, all he left me was alone. All he left us was alone. No punching TV today. No punching TV. Let me go quickly back to Brandy. And Brandy, you want to respond to the biblical question, right?
Yes.
How do you know when you are spiritual?
When you stop trying and you lay your weapons down and you start working on yourself and watching yourself, then you'll realize that you've always been spiritual, that it's always been spiritual. You just were asleep and you didn't know it. And looking back into my childhood, I am remembering God more and more. And when I was 12, I remember praying in my room by myself, and this light appeared above my bed. And these are like the memories that I'm having, and not so much of like the trauma, but I'm remembering God in some of the times that of my past, and I like forgot about it, and you just brought all the memories back just listening to you and watching myself doing the silent prayer every day, or something will happen and it will just like trigger a memory, and then I'll remember God talking to me back in those days. And I wanted to also ask you, have you ever had a vision during the silent prayer?
No.
Like where a picture will appear above in front of you?
No. No, I've not. I've not had that.
I've had that where. Mm-hmm. I was walking, like in fourth grade, I was walking to the library with the class, and I was kind of in. Well, I guess I wasn't fully the silent prayer, but I would go into myself a lot of times. Like talk to you, God.
What happened? Oh, you dropped. Oh, the devil made you drop. The devil, like, Brandon, your phone dropped. You can call me back if you can. 888-775-3773. But stay with it, stay with it. And I put my little two cents in on Sunday about the biblical question. Let me go to Mays out of Dayton, Ohio. Mays, you are on the air.
Yes, Jesse, could you repeat your biblical question again?
How do you know when you're spiritual?
Well, it's like I tell you, something won't let me hate you.
First you love me, then you hate. You love me?
Yes, I do love you, but something won't let me hate you.
Nice.
That's where the spirit comes from. It doesn't come from you're trying to make one group of people hate another group of people and being fearful of another group of people. And you don't know nothing about them, have no clue, and you let man take the world and destroy it, like the golden calf. So that's how you know if you're spiritual. Not Christian, because I'm not one of those. Because those people, they like to do evil things. Like Halloween is coming up. They're going to celebrate the Devil's Day in the name of Christianity.
So are you spiritual? You know,
and I believe in the earthquakes, and I believe in the rain, I believe in the storms, because when God comes and do his work, and nothing man can do.
You believe in the rain?
Yes, I do.
You got to believe in something.
And storms and all of these different things.
Maze.
What?
So you are spiritual?
That's what I think spiritual is.
So are you spiritual?
If I fit in those categories, yes, I am.
Maze, that's are you spiritual?
That's why something won't let me hate you.
Are you spiritual?
Yes, I'm spiritual.
And how do you know you're spiritual?
I just told you.
Because you believe in the rain?
Because I believe in what?
The rain.
No, I said I don't believe in hatred. And I don't believe in fear, having people in fear of other people.
Do you celebrate Halloween?
No, I don't.
When you had little kids, I know you have at least one son.
Did your son
participate in Halloween?
No.
You did not?
No Easter.
How about Christmas?
None of that crap. No.
No Christmas?
No.
No Easter?
They didn't come up and celebrate man's days.
So you didn't let your son participate in Easter or Christmas or Halloween?
My son do what he want to do that he's grown.
I'm talking about when he was a kid.
He wasn't indulging in those kind of things. They had the opportunity to choose what they wanted to do.
But you didn't let them do any of those things?
No.
And does your husband celebrate?
Do my husband celebrate?
Uh-huh.
No.
So your husband doesn't celebrate anything either?
No. Birthdays.
Oh, but you don't celebrate birthdays?
No. Yes, I do celebrate birthdays. That's all I celebrate. Nothing else.
And why do you celebrate birthdays?
I got married on Christmas Day.
So what?
And I celebrate Christmas for that my anniversary.
What happened? You got married on Christmas Day?
Yes, I sure did.
So you got married on Christ Day, but you don't celebrate him?
I celebrate my anniversary.
but not Christ.
Well, if they happen to be Christmas, y'all Christmas Day, because it's two different days for Christmas. The one y'all choose another and the real one. So
what's the real one?
Like the Old Testament and the New Testament, y'all confused with that too.
What's the real Christ Day?
I don't know. You figure that out to help me with it. How about that? See, I like to understanding of things that I hear. And it'll get rid of the fear of some of these Looney Tunes running around here want to harm people. Don't you think so, Jesse?
So all these other days, they were your husband's ideas about the birthday and all that?
I wasn't born with my husband.
My husband
did not raise me.
Do you obey him?
No.
You don't obey your husband?
We're helpmates to each other.
Do you obey him?
I said we're helpmates to each other.
So you don't obey him?
No.
God said to the wife, obey your husband.
What?
God said to the wife to obey your husband.
What is that?
I thought you were spiritual.
That's not in his commandment.
It is.
His law. And it said be fruitful and multiply too, so doesn't it? If he said obey your husband, why everybody don't have a wife or a husband?
Because everybody, it's not for them. It's only for those who want to get married, have children.
Okay. Yeah, really. For those who want to get married, have children.
It's only for them.
Okay.
If you don't want to have children, there's no reason to get married.
Why not?
What's the reason?
Well, when the children are gone, what you supposed
Babe,
to
do? What if you don't want to have children, what reason would there be to get married?
A companion.
But what's wrong with you need companion?
Some people, that's y'all problem. Y'all don't have any.
Mate, what's wrong with people that they need companion?
Because they be lonely and then they get crazy and want to harm people and have anger within their heart and do all those kind of things.
But that doesn't change when they get married.
Is it like a man married three or four times?
Mate, that doesn't change when they get married.
How do you know, Jesse? You've never been married.
Mate, that doesn't change when they get married.
How do you know?
Because ain't nobody in the world ever changed when they got married. Nobody.
Really?
Really. Anyway, Maeve, so because of time here, I'll respond to the biblical question on Sunday. I appreciate you responding to this. Give me a quick answer on this because of time.
Yeah, I know. So
what do you think about the amazing work that the Great White Hope, the key, is doing in America, Donald Trump?
I will show you what the real thinks about it.
Actually, what do you think about it?
I don't think about it.
Why not?
Because he's not God.
No, you don't think about the work he's doing?
No, because he's not doing any work.
Are you?
For himself?
He's not doing any work at all?
No, except he got a free airplane. He went in Putin's hand, and he had Netanyahu over here. So what are the American people getting out of?
So he didn't shut the border down?
Except using my tax dollars.
He didn't shut the borders down?
Shut the borders down. They still painting the border and still talking about the border.
Did he shut the borders down?
No.
Oh, he didn't do that.
Oh, they harassing people.
Did he bring back jobs and
what job?
Opportunity? Did he do that?
People are working three jobs now.
Did he bring back jobs?
No.
Oh. Did he blow up a ship yesterday with bringing in drugs?
Open yours is still out there.
Amazing. Thank you because of time. Call
all
me
of that
again.
Stop, when I see all of that stop for real, then you can ask the question. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Tammy asks, Mr. Jesse, I have one question to ask you. No, I and Jesse. I watch you a lot and I agree a lot with what you say. Do you believe in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is a Son of God? Asks Tammy.
No, I do not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I know he's the Son. Amazing. Of God. Thank you, Tammy. He is the Son and not the Father, but the Son. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. Islam women seem very, very angry for YouTube.
You better believe it. they ain't hiding all those clothes. They hiding... Just the body hiding that evil, too. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony, Maxine's wig never sleeps. It's alive. It's alive.
Maxine, the Wicked Witch of the West is a mess with the low IQ. What a mess.
A couple of super chats with no message from ALL. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, ALL.
Everblazer, Jesse, there's trouble in the land because you told Harpo to beat me. laughing with tears.
There's trouble in the land. When she would say that, that means her husband beat her that day. Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Caesar Cesar, three coffees. What's going on, Jesse and crew? Last night during my silent prayer, I patiently sat there watching thoughts, observing the movies in my head, always stepping out of them consciously. Felt like I was there for what must have been 15 minutes, but sadly, only 6 minutes gone by. Forlorn emoji. But this morning, something strange happened during my silent prayer. Started off the same, watching the cinema in my mind. Then I stopped since I was ready to start my day, especially after waking up late. Alarm won't set. Finally did it, JLP. I reached 10 minutes. What made it strange is it doesn't even feel like 10 minutes. What the?
Amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Thank you, Cesar.
Thank you.
Or Caesar.
Yeah.
No more thoughts. Bought a coffee. I have some difficulty with silent prayer in the evening. Is it better to do this silent prayer a couple of hours before bedtime or fall asleep on the couch and do it in the middle of the night before crawling into bed? I don't skip it morning or, quote-unquote, night, but sometimes night is actually at night between sleeping on the couch and sleeping in bed. It says no more thoughts.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice.
Okay.
And but you don't have to wait until you're about to get into bed, but you can do a little bit of time before you're about to go to bed, before your tiredness come down on you. Amazing. Stay with it.
Anthony, it could it be I'm falling in love with you, Spinners, on Cash App.
Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet on pill.net. 111 gold pills. It's amazing how the newborn in the trash bag gets you put in jail, but in some states, a doctor can cut it up in the womb legally not long before birth. What the?
That's a very good point. I didn't think of that. What the? Amazing.
Aries 1, thank you, sir. No message.
Nice. Thank you.
Also a supporter. Chris 2, with a pointing up emoji or a one emoji.
Stay with it. Be one. Behold. Thank you.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, you familiar with the late singer O.V. Wright? W-R-I-G-H-T. O.V. Wright.
Kind of sound familiar. It does sound familiar. It just won't come all the way in yet, but it definitely sounds familiar. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike Young.
Yeah.
Eric, five coffees. The salvage of America isn't about God hearing us. It's about us hearing God. American flag, shh, emoji, praying hands.
Amazing. Be still and know. Be quiet. Stillness is where you want to live. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone, I've been trying to talk to you for at least 18 months. That's a year and a half. Don't know how to make a call to you without it costing too much money. Can you give me your postcode and number to call you from the UK? So all I need to do is put a number in mobile and that's it. Tech? I don't understand. I'm going through thing you have never mentioned and would like to talk to you about. Don't know if you can send your reply on WhatsApp or whatever. Would like to make a monthly donation. Don't know how to do this safely. Watching you now, could you just say you're on it? So I know you're sorting this out. Thank you, Grant.
Grant, go to rebuildingaman.com and request to set up a counseling thing, appointment, and then someone will get back to you. Go to rebuildingaman.com and request counseling, and they'll work it out with you. Thank
nice.
You.
And we can do it over Zoom.
On Zoom.
Yeah, so use the contact form on rebuildingtheman.com/contact. Michael, on Cash App, should children be trained in combat sports?
As long as you don't traumatize them with it, there's nothing wrong with it, but don't impose it on them.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
The Thought Watcher, I truly love you, Jesse. No homo.
Thank you. I love you back. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Filthy Rich. JC looks like Z from the movie Ants. What the?
Who is Z?
It's a character from the movie Ants. It's a cartoon about ants.
Thank you.
Characters.
I have no idea, but thank you.
Very generous 10 coffees from Eric. JC enjoyed The Fallen State with Warren Smith, the last guy, the young guy.
Yeah.
He said emotion is woven into the fabric of reality. Emotions make no contribution to reality. They're woven into the fabric of illusion. The expansion of this conversation is going to be fascinating next time you interview him, he says.
It's amazing how human beings think that emotions are normal. That's mind-blowing to me, but I understand it. But And then having emotions, they have no peace at all, but yet they think emotions are normal. What the? Thank you.
Nice. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Nikki, love is our nature. It comes only from God. Those who chase it, miss it. Those who are of it, live it, says she.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Elizabeth, three coffees. Buenos dias, Jesse and team. Dime lo que lo que.
Si.
Continuously letting go of judgment, being the observer. I understand more and more it's a spiritual battle. Can't help anyone who doesn't want it. You can't make someone see. They refuse to see because they love their hell better than the truth. Sticking with the silent prayer daily. Bendiciones to you and the team.
Galoshes. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Amazing.
Kayla, watching the thoughts like, I'm still angry at my dad for being weak, angry, and pathetic. Now I see those thoughts are not mine. I'm just letting go.
Yeah.
Also gave notice at my job yesterday. It was a force that I knew wasn't me. Thank you.
Amazing. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. I got to stop there.
All right. We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank you all.
Okay, let me get. I appreciate it. Thank you all. Let me get Joe out of Canada. I've been waiting a while. Joe, you're on the air.
Hello. Hey, what's up, Jesse?
All is well, Joe.
Oh, okay, good, man. So just I had a question because maybe you can relay some of your experience because I found you about a year ago.
Uh-huh.
I come and visit you in L.A. and did the men's forum and everything and like a great experience, learned a lot. But to just kind of make the question kind of short is like this idea of boredom. Because I've been working on myself, I've been following your directions, and I know when you found woke up, you didn't have somebody that taught this to you. You learned it, right?
And what's your question? Because of time?
Oh, my question is, how do I defeat this sense of boredom?
Live
in my
with
life?
It. Be relaxed with it. Amazing things happen when you're bored. You just relax. Don't argue with it. Don't try to find something to make yourself not be bored. Go through it. It'll be amazing.
Yeah, because it's like the thoughts get louder at that time, right?
Absolutely. And that's what you want. And just watch those thoughts be louder. Don't call them you, because they want you to become active. Because when you're active, you're not going to pay attention to them. You won't be aware that they're controlling you.
Yeah, but does it become a problem when I'm like sitting alone for 5 hours, just sitting and like trying to not do something because my thoughts saying go and read a book, and I'm like, no, my thoughts are telling me to read the book.
No,
go and take a.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Don't do what the thoughts tell you to do, but don't just sit there by yourself for 5 hours. You get up and live your day, do what needs to be done. If you got some things you got to do, do those things. Just don't run away or deny the boredom that you feel, because you want to be still inside like that so that the light of God can destroy. But the darkness don't want you to be still. They don't want you to be bored because you're going to see them.
Yeah, I understand. It's just
But don't
like
just
you
sit around in a room all day. What the?
Yeah, fuck. Oh, man. Oh, so when you first started this journey, did you have like a clear sign that it was like this battle was almost done? Like, did
no, don't worry about that. Don't think about at all how long it's going to last.
Yeah.
It's painful. That's not you. Those are demons screaming out. How long is this going to last? This is too difficult. That's not even you either.
I know I've heard you say this so many times. I don't know why it's such a trick in my mind, man.
Because you keep listening to them. You keep believing it's you.
Okay.
That's not you saying those things. That's not you feeling bored. Those spirits are bored because they need to be active in order to live in you.
So they're having a fit.
Yes. It's not you at all.
Okay. I'll keep watching, man.
Yeah. Just stay with it. And don't worry about how difficult it is, how long it's going to take, or anything. Don't fight with it and let the spirit of the light fight with it. But you have your day. Go to work. Do what you normally would do. And if you get home or wherever you have nothing to do, don't do anything. Just live the way you will live. You'll be fine.
Okay. Thanks, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call, man.
All right, Joe. I am out of time. Brandy called back from Hawaii, right out of Hampton, Virginia. Tito out of Indiana, and the caller just dropped. I am so out of time. But I'll be back tomorrow. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Sion says, love you, which is, this is sign language for love you. It's not devil horns. Jesse, kiss emoji with a heart. Heart eyes cat. Thank you.
Love you back, Sion. Thank you.
John Zimmer, no message. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, John.
Pastor Chatelet on Rumble. Dear loyal fan, whom you just lost, Jesse. This is not an airport. Big smile. You no need to announce your departure. Winky face. Airplane taken off and in flight. Emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
And shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew. Games for Rec, Taking Care of Business, Cactus Eater Bear, and the rest of the supporters on DLive, as well as the Rumble crew and the monthly YouTube supporters. Very cool.
Thank you all.
And thank you guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Really. And build your house on a solid foundation from within. Don't listen to those thoughts. You're building your house on a sand. Don't listen to emotions. You're building your house on a sand, and no one can save you from it. The king do not, except for Trump. The king does not care, really. Meaning the government, your leaders, and all, they don't care about you. Your own parents don't care. Why do you think the king cares? You are responsible for your world, men and women. Take care, folks. I'll be back tomorrow. The Lord is willing and the creek don't ride. Hate coming up now and then the American Anchor Baby. Take care. No punchy today. No punchy TV. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you are not your thoughts, you don't create them, they are not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.